Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, look, we're going to start off within the charts of gold just because I want to get some of your updated levels that you are watching and just general comments on the action in gold. Look, the fact of the matter is there is some optimism in the gold community that gold has rebounded pretty much throughout this whole month and now is right back at 1800. The problem is, if you look at the longer term charts, 1800 has been where gold really has been for the last 3, 4, even 5 months now, and we're just waiting for a little bit more clarity in terms of what direction gold is going to go from here. Jordan, start us off with what's catching your eye with any of the gold charts. What do you think is most important to be watching here?
Well, in the very short term, we have the monthly close coming up in 2 days on Friday, so that's significant. I think the monthly resistance looks to be 1820, 1825, and that is interesting because that dates back to 2011. That was actually, if you're looking at a monthly candle chart, that was the monthly all-time closing high in 2011. So that's a significant level, and it's been significant, I think, the last 4 months or so. And if so, that's kind of the long-term look, is if we can get a monthly close above 1820, 1825, then there's decent odds that gold could rally up and test 1900. So those are the on the monthly chart, those are the real resistance levels, about 1820, 1900. Then if you're looking at a daily chart, it's really around 1830, 1835. That's the most significant level. I see a lot of people trying to draw a triangle, and gold is not in a triangle consolidation. That's a whole nother topic. But I just see people kind of forcing these lines into a triangle, and gold is not in a triangle. Again, the real key level, just in the short term, again, is 1830 to 1835. So I'll be watching that, that close in the next couple of days. And then of course the close next month. I mean, one other point, we're getting close to the end of the year. If gold can hold above 1675 into next year, that would increase the odds that it's not going to test 1675 again. So that's something I'm looking for, but, gold is not that far from those resistance levels. Oh, and by the way, I think you have the 200-day around 1795, and then the 400-day is around 1815. So there's a lot of resistance in this region where we could see gold maybe punch above it and test 1835. And I mean, if it could punch above it, maybe it could break above 1835. But at the same time, if it kind of fizzles out here, it could roll over. I don't have that strong of an opinion either way. I mean, if you look at gold against foreign currencies, there isn't a strong positive divergence there. Same thing with gold against the stock market. It hasn't really done anything there. So I'm not sure where the buying is going to come in, the new buying to push gold higher. But maybe, you know, where bonds have been extremely oversold, you know, they tend to correlate with gold sometimes. So maybe more of a rebound in bonds could get gold up a little bit more than I think. You know, maybe a dollar declining some more could get gold up to those levels. That's my view on gold. It's kind of muted either way right now, and waiting for, you know, breaking above those levels or kind of rolling over again.
Well, Jordan, thanks for sharing those levels with us. We'll keep eyes on those different moving averages, the 200-day and the 400-day, and some of the other key levels that you noted. The good news is one of your favorite topics is coming up. We've got the Fed meeting coming up in November, early in the month, and so maybe that will be a catalyst. But I thought it'd be nice to let you have a chance to unpack your longer-term view, Jordan, just because a lot of people hear these short-term targets, and you're right to look at the resistance level, and until gold can get above those, there's really nothing to say until it can prove that it's in an uptrend. But longer term, you still remain bullish, correct? So maybe just walk us through the difference between your short-term outlook when you're giving us these targets and kind of the longer-term macro picture that you're looking at.
Well, the first thing I'll say is I do think that we're going to have a better year next year. And the reason for that is if you look at when the Fed has started to hike rates, and this has happened 8 times in the last 50 years, 6 times you've had a really good move in gold, and the other 2 times, they don't. There's not a good relationship between what happened then and what's happening now in the gold market. The other 2 times gold basically rallied into those hikes. I mean, it is possible we could rally into the hike, but I don't see that happening. So if you look at the last 4 times, gold had a, the average rebound was about 26%. So even if gold were to, like, let's say it declined going in, you know, let's say the hike was early to mid next year and gold declined into that. I mean, even if you're looking at 26% or, you know, even 20% or whatever from, 60, you know, let's just use 1600, for example. I mean, that can potentially get gold to, a 25% move from 16, that gets you to 2000. So depending on where, you know, depending on what happens over the coming months, and if the Fed is to start rate hikes in that scenario, you know, you're probably going to see some kind of a gold rally, especially if gold is weak into the hike. And so looking at these numbers, like, I feel if that's the path we're going on, I feel very good about gold rallying to minimum 1900 to 2000, you know, maybe about 12 months from now, you know, give or take a few. So that's one way to look at it. And I mean, it's possible on the rate hike that gold could rally and retest the high potentially. And, you know, the only way we don't get a rate hike is you have a severe correction in the stock market or the economic data just gets really bad. And so in that scenario, gold would also rally. So even though I'm not a fan of the technicals right now, I do think at some point, like in the next 3 or 6 months, we are setting up where gold could make a good move next year. And I've said maybe next year it's able to rally and get close to, or, you know, retest the high. And then, you know, you have another pullback into 2023. And that's the year when gold can have a huge breakout. So longer term, that is a pretty, that's a really bullish view. I mean, the pattern that gold has, this cup and handle pattern, if you're just stepping away, I mean, this is a super, super bullish pattern. I mean, when gold breaks 2100, it's going to be a very explosive historic type of breakout move in gold. It's just, you know, looking at, and since last year, another thing I've been looking at is the volatility in the market. I mean, gold had a huge move. It gained 75% in 2 years. Every time it's done that historically, it's always had some kind of significant correction. So, I mean, that's important to consider. And I've talked to you guys about this. I've said, you know, it's the handle. This is probably going to take 18 months. You know, I don't see it only taking 12 months. You know, we're 14 or 15 months into it now. So nothing has happened to really dissuade my super optimistic long-term view. The other thing I'd point out is the macro situation. Just right now, it's not quite where it needs to be for gold. And so the problem is, in the last year, you know, we've seen more optimism about the economic recovery, and that's coming with higher inflation expectations. But, you know, coming out of a recession, that's looked at as more of a good thing than a bad thing. And so that's been the issue for gold. And, you know, we see the other markets performing really well, you know, stock market making new highs. So those things are not, you know, gold doesn't make a rip roaring breakout in that type of environment. However, if we see inflation persist, that's going to start to cause some, you know, economic problems. And you know, then there's a potential for stagflation. And so that's something that could start to come about. I don't know if it's next year or the year after, but those things are also going to set up gold. I mean, that macro picture is going to align with gold making a super bullish breakout in the coming years. And at the same time, you know, we're looking at the stock market, the secular bull market since 2009. I don't know how much longer that's going to run. I mean, considering you look at all these valuations, you look at the percentage of, just in the U.S., you know, households, their portfolios and basically what percentage of their portfolio is stocks. And that's off the charts. I think it's at an all-time high. And that's the best correlation, the best stat to long-term equity returns. So when you look at all these things, it's setting up for, you know, an explosive breakout move in gold. I'm just the person who's been saying over the last year, like, it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen in 2021. I mean, that's what I've been saying. And just listening to this, I think people can understand my long-term view is super bullish. And I just prefer to be on the conservative side, because it seems like everybody else, they're always calling for a breakout. You know, gold's going to go to 2000 or 2500 this year. And I just, you know, that just bothers me. It gives people the wrong expectations. It gives them unrealistic expectations, and that's, you know, not good for our sector and people who are investing in the sector to get, you know, caught up in that kind of extreme bullish sentiment, especially when it's unfounded, in my opinion. So I mean, that's my view. I mean, I have a super bullish long-term view. I don't think we're going to break out in the next couple months, but at the same time, I do think if we're looking at next year, I think it's going to be a much better year for precious metals. And, you know, if that's the case, then that's going to bring gold much, much closer to having that breakout from that massively bullish cup and handle pattern.
And that is truly what brings more investors into the space, because it's no lying that the fact of the matter is gold stocks have vastly underperformed a wide range of sectors. And Jordan, you've been right to be cautious throughout 2021, because I know all the bounces that have gotten people excited, unfortunately, have faded, and there is still arguably a downtrend in place here. Let's just get your quick comments then in terms of how the stocks are going to react through maybe this next year until we get a bit more of those developments. People may be losing a bit more faith in the economy and the whole economic restart, and even how the Fed controls inflation. What do you think about the stocks? Because at least this month, the stocks have been outperforming the metal, which is a positive.
Yeah, a couple things on that. Well, the first thing, I think the stocks outperforming the metal, I think that's more of a reflex move, considering that they underperformed the metal so dramatically over the last several months. I mean, they've outperformed the metal, but, you know, the metal hasn't really done anything in the last couple weeks. So that's one point. But I do think we were talking about breadth indicators and how oversold GDXJ got with the new 52-week lows indicator. I mean, that's a low that could potentially hold indefinitely. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's a possibility. I wouldn't have said that several months ago. So that's a good thing. Another thing to keep in mind is something I'm watching is potential for breadth thrust in GDX. And a breadth thrust is when usually it's coming off a major bottom. You know, occasionally you get a breadth thrust into a market top, but a breadth thrust is when it's this very strong move over a short period of time when a sector or market is recovering. And it's basically, you see all the stock, you know, the participation is broad and it's extremely strong, where you see like every stock is going up at the same time, coming off a bottom. And so, you know, I'm looking at just GDX's advanced decline line over short-term periods, you know, 15 days, 25 days, 10 day, to measure these breadth thrusts. And interestingly, over the last 5 or 6 years, the two real thrusts were after the 2016 low and after the, I think it was after the 2019 low, right before COVID. So COVID kind of messed it up, but the participation was very strong coming off, I think, a 2019 low. So I'm looking at GDX right now. And so short term, I mean, there is, I don't think it's going to happen, but there is some potential for a thrust. I mean, we have seen very strong breadth, but it would need to continue for like another week or two for it to be something similar to 2016, that type of move. And the last thing I'd point out is, yeah, looking at the eight rate hike cycles, like seven of those eight, gold stocks had a really strong move. You know, one of those times it was months before, but all the other times is basically started around the time they started hiking rates. So it's even a little bit stronger, this indicator per se, it's even a little bit stronger with respect to gold stocks than gold. So that's setting up, I mean, it's setting up really well for the sector. I'm just on, you know, the coming months, the next 3 or 6 months, just looks a little uncertain, a little unpredictable to me. But I do think, I mean, if you tell me the Fed is going to hike rates next year, you know, around the first half, then I will strongly say the precious metals are going to have a really good move after that happens.
Okay. Jordan, we're going to wrap it up here. A bit of more of a longer-term outlook for precious metals and a positive, bullish, longer-term outlook. It is just going to take some time as, well, the world is going through what seems like an unwinding of QE, maybe some rate hikes, and all kinds of other economic data that we just don't know how it's going to play out into next year. Jordan, thanks as always for your time, buddy. I'll post a link to your website below, and we will chat again next week.